Hi, I'm Hillary Walsh, a serial entrepreneur, award-winning immigration lawyer, law professor, TEDx speaker, and raving Phoenix Suns fan. Over the past decade, I've helped thousands of immigrants live free in the United States. I'm talking work permits, social security numbers, green cards, their citizenship, VAWA, T visa, U visa, and lots of successful appeals. Here's the thing. Immigration law is super complicated, and legal advice, well, it can be pretty expensive. So I created the Immigration Law Made Easy podcast to share my 10 plus years of experience with you for free. So if you're looking for tried and true, no BS, step-by-step strategies and tips on how to win your immigration case and live truly free in the United States, you're in the right place, my friend. Let's get started. All right. Welcome back, my friends, and welcome to the first podcast of January, well, of 2025, but definitely of January 2025. Today is January 6th, which happens to be a very special day that we're going to kind of talk about and celebrate a little bit. And in today's episode, we're going to dive into a topic inspired by courage and hope. It's three simple steps to start your immigration journey in 2025. My promise to you today is that this episode is going to be packed with practical legal steps to help you protect your family and take control over your immigration status. So if you've ever wondered, like, where do I even start? Or if you felt overwhelmed by the complexity of immigration law, this episode is for you. So before we get into the legal steps, I want to pause and reflect on why does your journey matter? And I want to emphatically say that your journey matters. I have never personally walked the immigrant journey. I have lived overseas as a military spouse and kind of gone through that part of the journey, but I have never immigrated anywhere. And I will say that it is an incredible journey. It is something that takes so much courage, and I'm just in awe of it. And I want to share a story today that's so poignant, so like on point for today because of it being January 6th. And it's the story of the three kings, or as many of you may know it, it's the tradition of Dia de los Reyes Magos. I think that's how you say that. And for those who are unfamiliar, this is a tradition that comes from the biblical account of the three wise men, or the Magi, who followed a star across great distances, and they brought three gifts. Each of them brought three gifts, one gift each, I guess I should say, and it's gold, frankincense, and myrrh to honor the birth of Jesus. Now, in many cultures, especially in Latin America and Mexico and Spain, Dia de los Reyes is January 6th. It's celebrated on January 6th, and it marks a time of celebration, family, and faith. And families gathered together, and we even did this today at my firm, gathered together to share Rosca de Reyes, a sweet bread that has a hidden little figurine of a baby inside, symbolizing community and unity. And I think that's something that's so beautiful that it really continues the holidays into January. It's not just about the birth of Jesus, but it's all the people who went into the celebration that this person was coming, this baby was being born, and the belief and the hope that something so incredible could come from something so vulnerable and small. But beyond the tradition, the story of the three kings is so symbolic. So if you're someone who doesn't really subscribe to the Christian faith, that's totally okay. Let's still see the symbolism and appreciate that the Magi didn't know exactly where the star would lead them, but they trusted a calling. And I think all of us can relate to having a calling in our lives. And the Magi followed the star anyway, even though they had no idea where it was taking them. And your immigration journey is really similar. It's about trusting your calling. It's about trusting your efforts, your sacrifices, and your dreams, and knowing that all of those things are going to bring you to a brighter future for you and for your family. And sometimes it's just about taking the next step. Maybe you're already on your journey, especially if you're already here in the United States and you don't have your papers or your parents don't have their papers. They're already on the journey, and now it's time for them to take the next step, even when the road ahead isn't exactly perfectly clear. So today, as we honor the courage of the three kings, I want to give you some tools of your own to follow your star on your journey, the legal steps necessary to protect your family and move closer to a life of total freedom here in the United States. So the first step is to review your eligibility. It's because so many people ask, like, do I even qualify for an immigration benefit? And I want to give you a quick checklist to consider, because these are areas that I specialize in. The reality is that immigration law is very, very complex and it's very diverse. And so these are things that I specialize in at New Frontier Immigration Law. And there are other options available, even if these are things that are not going to work for you or apply to you or your family member's case. Don't think that this is a total checklist, like this is it. If I don't qualify for these things, that's it. You may qualify in other areas that I'm not talking to you about today. So I want to give you that kind of anecdote of hope. But if you say yes to any of these things, then this is a very exciting moment, right? Because it'll help you see that perhaps you qualify for your documents. So the first question to ask yourself is, have I ever experienced any form of cruelty or abuse? And I know that, you know, abuse is a pretty heavy word. Extreme cruelty or battery is actually the legal standard. So extreme cruelty can be emotional, physical, financial, or even immigration related. And so can battery. Battery is often, you know, from a legal perspective, it's very physical. So I want you to see that the law has recognized that you can experience hardship, you can experience difficult things from a mental perspective and from an implied perspective and also from a physical perspective. So a lot of people will say, look, I've never been hit, never been punched, none of these things have been physical, and I have no proof of it. And what I want to say is that is not a requirement. Get that out of your head. Stop making the immigration journey harder than it has to be. So in this type of situation where we're talking about something called VAWA, you do need to have experienced this emotional, like this extreme cruelty or battery from a U.S. citizen or a lawful permanent resident who's your spouse, parent, or an adult child, okay? And if you answer yes to this, you've experienced some of these challenges, this might qualify you for VAWA, and that is, you know, a great oftentimes path to getting a green card here in the U.S. without having to leave and go to your home country's consulate. So a pretty good deal. Next up is, have you ever been a victim of a crime here in the United States? For example, domestic violence, assault, kidnapping. And if you were also helpful to law enforcement when you were a victim of the crime through things like filing a police report or other things, then this also might make you eligible for something called a U visa. And in other cases, it might even make you eligible for VAWA or a T visa as well. Some of the if you think about like a Venn diagram, VAWA, T visas, and U visas have like a little in the middle overlap where the three different case types kind of overlap. And that's really helpful for people. So don't get really hung up on which one you qualify for. Just hear that you may actually qualify, and that's really, you may be eligible for options, and that's really, really good. The next question I would say, and I have two more for you to ask yourself, is have I ever been forced to work under threats? Have I ever been forced to work in a coercive environment? Have I ever been tricked at work where I was told I was going to get paid one thing and I would be doing one job only to later find out I was going to get paid something totally different, usually less, and that I would have to do different work? That can be sometimes looked at as fraud in the inducement of taking the job to begin with. And so you may also have had someone hang on to your documents as a way to control you. And if so, then these are things that may qualify you for a T visa. And last but not least, if you're in removal proceedings where you're having to go in and check in with an immigration judge or an ICE officer, and you have a U.S. citizen or lawful permanent resident child, spouse, or parent, this might be a situation where you could qualify for cancellation of removal. There are a lot of other rules that go along with cancellation of removal, but that's the bare bones reasoning for being able to apply for it. So that might be something that's helpful for you too. So So all of these are factors that are crucial for determining eligibility under programs like VAWA, U visa, T visa, and cancellation of removal. And if you're unsure, you're like, maybe, like, what is coercion, for example? That's a very complicated legal term. Don't worry, you don't need to have all the answers right now. What I will say is that if this is like what the Magi, let's tie it back to the Magi. Trust your calling, trust your gut. If you feel like, you know, maybe this is something that could help me, then my suggestion would be reach out to an attorney who can assess your options. And my team at New Frontier Immigration Law, we offer $99 consultations, but better than that is we do not charge you. So if you call and you want to be screened to see if we think you have any options, that's a free phone call. We do not charge you or even invite you to a consultation unless we are confident that you qualify for services that we offer. In fact, we even give you your money back if you pay us and you don't qualify for anything. We don't want your 99 bucks. We want to help change your life, okay? All right, step two today and kind of like assessing where do I even begin, how to get started, is to understand your legal pathways. What are all the different ways? Like this morning I came to work. I work in the same office almost every single day, but because Phoenix is a city that is always under construction and because there's always a car wreck somewhere along the way, every day I open the app Waze and I put in my address and I ask it for the different ways that I can get to work, and I choose the one that's fastest. So just like when you can kind of imagine in your mind when, whether it's Waze or Maps or whatever it is, there's many ways, many pathways to get to one destination. And the same is true with immigration law. And did you know that there are over 10 common ways that people qualify for legal status without having to leave the US? I'm gonna give you some examples that are gonna be familiar if you're a listener of the podcast, because you know these are my tried and true favorites. And number one is my very first love, VAWA. It's the VAWA self-petition. Again, this is if you faced abuse from a U.S. citizen spouse or a parent or an adult child, and sometimes this can be a lawful permanent resident parent as well or a lawful permanent resident spouse, but it has to be a U.S. citizen child who's over the age of 21, you may qualify for protection from removal, a work permit, social security number, and you do the whole thing without leaving the country. And in some cases, you can even apply for your green card. Next, number two, is T visas and U visas. Y'all know I love me a T visa because it is such a transformational tool, especially for people who have criminal history or they have multiple unlawful entries into the United States, causing them to have something called the permanent bar. So the T visa and the U visa help because they have extremely powerful waivers that not only help waive in certain circumstances the permanent bar, but can also waive things like, you know, it has to be certain situations, it's not a guarantee, gotta like lawyer this a little bit, but they can also help waive things like false claims to U.S. citizenship. They can help waive, I already said the permanent bar, but also a lot of criminal history can be waived if you've got the right equities. And this is something that we help people with all the time. It's so amazing. Like, I wanna tell you about one of my clients. I'm gonna call her Elena for these purposes. She is in Mexico right now after spending over 20 years in the United States. She had a crime involving moral turpitude because she had a shoplifting incident. It was less than $250 of something that she shoplifted when she was a teenager. And then she also had the permanent bar from having come into the United States, left to go see family, and then re-entering illegally again. But she is in Mexico right now visiting her family with her U.S. citizen-born children, getting to introduce them to grandparents for the first time. And it's so amazing because we got her a T visa, which forgave not only the permanent bar, but also the shoplifting conviction, which was a crime involving moral turpitude, and you know, just the fact that she had been illegally entering into the United States. And now she's traveling on advanced parole and will get to re-enter the country and apply for her green card. It's just so dang good. And this was because she got a T visa. And this is a similar situation for folks who have U visas. She was a victim of trafficking, or for a U visa, other significant crime, and they assisted law enforcement. And this assistance of law enforcement is so simple. And it is very straightforward. It sounds kind of scary, but it's very simple and very straightforward. We help people with it every single day. All right. Next up, number three, out of the many ways that you can get your papers without leaving the U.S., are family-based petitions. This is going to be the one that most folks, if you're talking to other immigration lawyers or whom you know doing even research online, this is going to be your most common way that people first try to turn to. And it's even my most common way that if I can get you a family-based petition because you're a close relative of a U.S. citizen or a green card holder who can essentially petition for you and sponsor you, then that helps you be able to get a green card. But the issue is for a lot of people is if you didn't enter the country with permission, or if your family member doesn't have the right status, then they can't help you with your whole immigration problem. So a lot of times we try to do a family-based petition and are unable to, and that's when we roll up our sleeves and we say, let's get creative, let's look for VAWA, let's look for a T visa, let's look for U visas and beyond, okay? All right, let's get to our third step of kind of building your roadmap for how to get started on your immigration journey in 2025. Last but not least, let's think of this as your guide to following your own star. So this is a little bit of like personal development sort of stuff, and it starts with setting a goal. Do you want? What is it that you want, number one? Like, when we think of life and we think of needs and wants and those sorts of things, we don't actually need a lot. We need water, we need shelter, and we need clothes, we need food. And that's about it. Those are our needs. So this is above and beyond what we need in order to survive. What is it that we want to have in our life? What is this goal that we want to have? And do you want to have your work permit only? Do you want to have your social security number? Do you want to be able to travel out of the country and be able to go home and see family and visit your home country again? Some people say no. Some people only want to be able to live securely here in the United States. Do you want a green card or do you want citizenship? Like when you really imagine this and you spend some time with this, what is it that you want? And then I encourage you to write it down. I'm reading a book. I'm like looking around. I wanted to hold it up for you if you're watching this on YouTube. I'm reading a book called Write It Down, Make It Happen. And it is so important to writing down your goals because there is some energy and some belief that we put down on paper. When we write it down rather than just secretly thinking it in our mind, and we actually put some, I want to get my green card this year. I want to have a work permit so I can get a better job and not get paid under the table. I want my parents to be able to travel home and see their siblings again. Like whatever it is that is your goal, write it down. Next, my encouragement for you is to create a timeline. Many immigration processes take years and years. Do not, like if you think through my parents, like if you're here in the U.S. and your folks are in your home country, let's use Mexico as an example. If you know that your parents are in their 70s and you know that immigration cases take upwards of 3 to 5 years in most cases, how long do you think your parents are going to live for? And I don't say this to be dramatic. I say it to be realistic and pragmatic. How long are they going to live for? 75, 85? Well, if they're already 70 and you think they're going to live until they're 75 and you want to see them again and you want to go visit them, then you know that you need to start right now in order to be able to do that within the next 5 years, God willing, right? Okay. Next up is to partner with an expert. Please don't navigate this process alone. You've already, like, the Magi didn't even go this alone, right? They had each other. And immigration law is so complex, and one small mistake can derail your case and add years and years to your process. So it just is what it is. And there's so much data and research out there that talks about and shows that hiring an attorney increases your chances of getting your case approved. You don't have to take it from me. The research bears this out, and you should check that out. All right, so the next thing I want to encourage you, this is a bonus tip, last but not least before we head out for today, is to stay informed about your immigration updates. Policies are going to change. We know we're headed into another 4 years of Trump policies because Trump will be our president by the end of this month. So what we want to do is know that policies will change, and perhaps what wasn't possible last year may be an option now. So I encourage you to, if you call us every year and just make it your January phone call, even if I told you last January you don't qualify when you talk to us on the phone, call us again this year. It's a free phone call. We are not like, we want to help get a million people their papers, and we're not going to give up until we do that. So just because it wasn't an option before doesn't mean that something in your life hasn't changed or something in the law hasn't changed that may be able to give you that option. And next to that end is to follow our podcast, subscribe to our newsletter, and check out our weekly emails for the latest updates. I send out a weekly email, and I'm doing that this year. It is going out every Tuesday. We sent it out this year on January 6th because I wrote an email about the Three Kings. But it's really just a love letter from me to you as an immigration lawyer who just truly remains in awe of how incredible the immigrant journey is and how brave and how much faith you have and how I just respect and honor that journey so much. I write that letter, and it provides a lot of real-time updates that are coming from an immigration lawyer who's in the field every single day. So, my friend, as I close this out, I want to let you know that you are not alone. No estás solo, okay? So remember, the Three Kings, it took journey. It took a journey for them, and it took faith, and it took courage, and it took determination. But you do not have to walk this alone. We're here to help guide you at every step. And if you're ready to take that first step, give us a call. We will do our free phone call and we'll go from there. You can also visit our website, and I've got our link in the show notes if you want to book that free phone call. My friends, Merry Christmas if you celebrated. Happy New Year. We're already into 2025. And my belief, and what I'm just kind of going to share as a prophecy and blessing over your life, is that I know 2025 looks like a really scary year for immigrants, and I believe that it will be a challenging 4 years ahead. But in spite of this, I am believing that 2025 is your year. The great breakthroughs will come for you, that you will find the new job, that you will move into the new home, that you will get the car or truck or promotion or graduate or whatever it is that you're looking for. I am believing that for you. And when you start to doubt that for yourself, I hope that you will borrow from my belief that good things are coming for you, that the universe is conspiring to make amazing things happen for you. And my hope is that 2025 is the year that you get started on your immigrant journey or continue it. Talk to you later, my friends. My friend, I'm so glad you joined me today. If you have a friend or family member who may need some immigration law guidance or even just day-to-day encouragement, please send them a text or email or a DM on social media and say, hey, I think this podcast is going to help you. I sure wish someone had given me the tips I'm sharing here years and years ago when I was starting out as an immigration lawyer. Thank you so much for being here. I'll see you next week, same time, same place. Adios.